Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa, Nancy, and Betty Ann.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This is Lisa, your host from New Jersey. I want you to sit back, relax, grab a martini, get in a comfortable chair, maybe put your PJs on, because we have a really nice show for you tonight. Carol Shaw, who is the founder and CEO of Laura Cosmetics. So everybody, just stay tuned and just enjoy our show tonight.
And now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Everybody, welcome back. We have a really cool guest next. Her name is Carol Shaw. She's the founder and CEO of Lorac Cosmetics. It's a real hip, cool brand. And she's going to tell us all about how it was created and all kinds of great makeup tips. Hi, Carol.
How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
This is exciting. I love your makeup.
Thank you.
I buy it in Sephora.
Oh, good girl.
What made you want to be a makeup artist?
Pardon me?
What made you want to be a makeup artist?
God, you know, I'm a makeup artist by trade, and, you know, what really inspired me to become a makeup artist was having my own makeup done. My aunt gave me a graduation gift from high school, actually, and I was kind of like a tomboy. I had cystic acne. I was a mess. I really needed help. She gave me this gift of a makeover. I went. I had my makeup done. I can still remember it till this day, and I'll never forget how incredible the makeup artist made me feel and how great she made me look. And at that point, that's when, like, kind of like I had the thought, wow, this is incredible. Maybe this is something I could do. And then when I left the salon, some guy honked in a car that was driving by, and I said, okay.
Got a full whistle.
Yeah, I said, okay, makeup's for me. And that's how it all began.
What made you think to come out with your own line of cosmetics?
You know, I had very sensitive skin. I had acne-prone skin. Also the celebrity clients that I was working with have sensitive skin as well. Many of them, they have to wear makeup for long hours. I was just hearing the same complaints that I myself was having from, you know, wearing makeup and not being able to find a makeup that worked for them. Mm-hmm. And so that was, and I was a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. So between the sensitive skin aspect and being a makeup artist, a working makeup artist, I was inspired. It was a God-given, heartfelt desire, burning desire to create my own makeup. And that's how it began. So, you know, and then once I started formulating the makeup, I remember I did a cover of Winona Ryder for Vogue. And, would they ask you questions, they ask you credits, and they asked me what makeup I used on Winona Ryder for this cover of Vogue, and I told them that it was my own that I was formulating, an oil-free, fragrance-free, oil-free makeup that was designed for sensitive skin.
Uh-huh.
So then they were like, oh, my God, and then they announced it, that I was launching my own line in Vogue, and I thought, okay, no turning back now.
That's cool.
And yeah, it was cool, but it was also very scary because, like, okay, I can't turn back now. So that's how it began, and it was designed basically for sensitive skin, and it was only oil-free foundations and cover-ups and powder and things like that. There wasn't any color. That came later.
Carol, hi, this is Betty Ann, and I'm going to ask you a question that, just a little bit out of what we're talking about right now. My daughter's going to makeup artist school. Okay. Can you offer advice for someone who's getting into the field today?
Oh, you know, I give advice to girls all the time. I get emails from people. I get people's nieces and people's daughters that I know, and people on the street talk to me, and it's such an incredible field to go into now. There's so many different, ways to be a makeup artist. It was very limited when I began, but now, I mean, there was only like a department store makeup artist, if that, and they weren't really even great makeup artists. But now, I mean, there's so many brands that hire makeup artists, and there's they are still department store makeup artists and boutique makeup artists and, people that do what I do, fashion makeup artists, movie makeup artists. So, it's such a great field. And, basically, I tell people to just keep doing makeup, to get inspired and to keep perfecting their skill and to keep learning and to keep really building better skills and practicing, basically. Just get anybody, everybody they can do makeup on. And also going to makeup school is a great thing as well. Makeup school, there's so many different kinds of makeup schools now, East Coast, West, all over.
She's a fine artist. I mean, she's an artist, and she does, that's what her skills are. She went to college for that, and she does, fine art.
Uh-huh.
But she loves makeup and fashion so much that she was like, and she always does her makeup, and she has so much makeup, I can't even tell you. It's like makeup everywhere. And then, she always is doing her makeup, and this is before she realized that she wanted to get a makeup artist school. She would do her face, and then she would say, what do you think? And then, and then a little bit later, she'd do it a different way. And what do you think? And then she would be out, she'd go shopping, and somebody would go, wow, you look really great. Are you a makeup artist? And she said, she wasn't, but she's an artist,
She's a natural.
And so it was like a light bulb went off. She goes, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, she had class tonight, and she came home, and she had taken photos of, she did somebody tonight, and she said the girl loved it, and it really looked nice, and she's so excited about it that I can see how, you have to love what you do. And then it's not a job. you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I talk about all the time. I love makeup and I love what I do, and that's mm-hmm. the way it should be.
And then you're good at it because you love it. And
right.
It's your passion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for now, her, the fact that she is an artist is only mm-hmm. going to help her with being a makeup artist. I mean, you know, like, there are people that, you know, body paint and have become famous for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she'll definitely find her niche. She'll find what she does, and she'll find what she loves. And I think it's great. She sounds very talented.
Well, it's, you know, it's just her thing. And it's funny because, you know, everybody has their thing. Maybe they discover it when they're young,
mm-hmm.
or maybe later in life, but from the day she was could be handed crayons or chalk, she was going
right.
at it. You know, that was like her favorite thing.
Right.
Now, you said that you did Winona Ryder for a cover of a magazine.
Vogue.
Uh-huh. Okay, for Vogue. What other famous people have you made up?
Well, I've probably worked on most of Hollywood throughout the years, but my clients that I work with the most is Nicole Kidman. Deborah, she's wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Deborah Messing. I just recently worked with Scarlett Johansson again.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Rachel Bilson, and actually Monday I'm working with Valerie Bertinelli. I work a lot with Valerie Bertinelli, too. She's wonderful.
Oh, my.
So that's just the name of you.
Wow, that's so exciting. You must be loving the job.
I do. You know, I really am lucky, and I get to work with really, not only are they beautiful, you know, to look at,
mm-hmm.
but they're great women. I have a really good time with them. They're fun to work with.
Mm-hmm.
What product do you think every woman should have?
Oh.
What cosmetic product? Like, what are you passionate about? Which particular item in a cosmetic bag that every woman should have?
Well, you know, I'm passionate about skin and complexion, but I'm also really passionate these days about a red carpet glow from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, no matter what age, you put on a little beautiful sun-kissed bronzer on your cheeks or on your legs, and it's amazing how beautiful you look.
Or your legs, or just like in certain areas? What do you suggest to make your legs look decent?
Well, I have a product that actually just won an award in Allure magazine for best. You know how Allure magazine has the best of beauty issue every year? Well,
yeah.
I have a product. It's called Tantalizer Body Bronzing Luminizer.
Ooh.
I know. It's a cult favorite. It's probably the one product in my line that more people stop me either on the street or, you know, come up to me in a store or whatever and say, I am addicted to your Tantalizer. Because what it does, it's actually a makeup. It is a professional makeup, but it's for the everyday women as well. As a matter of fact, I was just working with Kendall Jenner, and she loved it so much I gave it to her to take home.
Oh, wow.
So it comes in a tube. It is a bronzing makeup. It's not a self-tanner. I have that, too, which is genius, but it's a luminizing body makeup. So it's got some pearl in it. So when you put it, and it gives your legs some color, it gives them some warmth and some tan. But when you put it on, it has some coverage, so it covers everything, and it just makes your legs and your body look just flawless and tan.
Oh, I'm going to get some.
And when the light hits, yeah, you never want to wear a dress or shorts or anything. Expose your legs again without it. Trust me.
Does it come in different shades or?
Oh, well. Right now it comes in one shade,
mm-hmm.
but soon to be
I'm going to buy tomorrow.
Soon to be another one in spring. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but keep your eyes peeled for the next one.
Oh, God, I'm definitely going to go get that.
Yeah, no, you'll love it, and it smells delicious. It's got this yummy, like people, I want to bottle the fragrance, actually. It smells, it's vanilla, but it just smells so yummy. It smells better than the beach, better than vanilla. It's just, it's a really sexy, yummy smell. It's, and that whole franchise, the whole Tantalizer franchise is a really popular kind of category for Lorac. A lot of people come to us for the bronzing products for their face and their body. So we're constantly working on new bronzing products for Tantalizer category. So it's fun. And it's amazing because, I always thought, oh, I'm too old to wear bronzer. Oh, I'm blonde. I can't wear bronzer. But let me tell you something. You get the right one, it works on everyone. And it just looks so youthful and luminous and glowy. And I use it pretty much on literally every single red carpet event I do.
Oh, wow.
And photo shoot, yeah.
What are you seeing for trends for the fall for the face?
Well, my favorite trend always is dark smoky eyes and light glossy lips. That's kind of my
favorite. I like that too.
Yeah, it kind of works on everybody, and it's sexy and sultry, and it just it's a nice look. And for fall, usually fall is a time to your makeup can get heavier, like your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go darker with your eyes. You know, you can go, you know, richer, deeper, darker colors. And actually, for fall, I launched a palette. It's an exclusive palette for Sephora. It's called Oula Lace.
Ooh, what's that?
Yeah, and it's Oula Lace is a baked eyeshadow palette, and it's got six eyeshadows in it, three shimmers, and three mattes. And it's you can create a natural day look with this palette, but you can also there's three shadows that you can create the easiest smoky eye with instantly. So it's a very versatile palette, great for all ages. And on the outside, it's got a beautiful lace exterior, which you see on the red carpet. Lace is hot on the red carpet. It's been in every magazine. It's just really on trend.
Mm-hmm.
So the exterior is beautiful, the interior is beautiful, and it's really wearable shades. And if you want to do a smoky eye, it's all right there, and it just makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they can be used wet or dry, so you can paint them on as eyeliners.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great palette. I just really love it.
Mm.
Been using it a
lot. Hi, Carol. I'm Nancy. Could you also tell us about your real life to red carpet eye tutorial? I need help with all that.
You know, I'm glad you brought that product up. That is actually one of my favorite products right now, too. We started, our first one was the close-up. It's called Close-Up Real Life to Red Carpet Tutorial. And the first one was an eye tutorial that focused, because so many women, even my clients, from my clients to real women, they come up to me and they'll just say, how do I do my eyes? How do I do my eyes? And I think, you know, a lot of women don't know how to do it, so I created this eye tutorial. And then the eye tutorial was so popular, this fall, just brand new now, we did a face tutorial. So it's a close-up face, natural to dramatic face tutorial. And it's got all full-size products. It's got everything you need to do your whole face. And everything, I think I said, is full-size. There's a mascara, our 3D mascara. There's a Couture Shine lip gloss. There's an exclusive Starry-Eyed Baked eyeshadow trio. So you have everything in this eyeshadow trio you need. You have your highlighter, your contour shade, and your liner. And then there's also one of our top-selling products in there called Front of the Line Pro. It's a long-wearing liquid eyeliner. And a blush as well. So
that sounds exciting. Now, I also see on your website, which I love, by the way, I also see that you have Carol's favorite in a collection. Could you tell some of our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners what is in this collection? It looks beautiful.
Yeah, you know, you tell me you're looking at it.
I am. I love it.
It just got all my favorite little things to, you know, make you look great. Easily.
Wow.
And, you know, I have so many favorite things in the line. But, you know, that little collection is just a special little collection that has just everything you need right at your fingertips.
Well, that is great. And, you know, your website is really fun, the way that it, you can give even VIP discounts. How would you go about getting that?
You know, you just need to sign up. That's it.
Great.
Simple as that. And then you're a VIP, and you just, and sometimes I believe, actually, I'm not 100% about this, but I believe that you don't even, I think you could get the VIP, under the VIP section, you can just get your discount. If it's under the VIP section, you just automatically get it. But if you sign up, you get, you know, our e-blast, and you get news, and you get more, you know, more special things, more VIP behind-the-scenes things.
Carol, I have a question to ask you about something that most women probably have in their mind pretty much every day. If you have no time to put makeup on before you run out of the house, what is the one thing that you should try? I mean, just, and you only have time to put one thing on, what should it be?
Well, one thing. You know, it depends who you are. If it was me, it would be probably... it would either be cover-up,
mm-hmm.
It would either be cover-up or my wet-dry foundation, powder foundation, or it would be mascara. Most likely, okay. It would probably be a skin product. It would probably be my wet-dry, my oil-free wet-dry powder foundation. But if
okay.
I was talking to one of the girls, Nicole, at my office, she wouldn't leave her house without her eyebrows on, right?
Oh, okay.
Her eyebrow pencil or her...
Mm-hmm.
And then if I was talking to somebody else, it would be their lipstick. They would not leave their house without their lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's really different for every woman. And I couldn't really tell you what you should or shouldn't feel comfortable, you know, how you should feel
mm-hmm.
comfortable leaving your house. So it really is an individual thing.
I mean, I know that, and this always happens, if, like, you run out of it, like, you have to run out of the house for 5 minutes and you just don't have time to put one thing on you, and you know you're coming right home, that's when you're going to run into somebody.
Exactly.
It always happens.
That's when you'll meet the man of your dreams, right?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, no, I'm so embarrassed, you know, because, like, when I have no makeup on, I look like I have no face, you know,
right.
I'm just there, and, I mean, I look like a blank piece of paper.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's
most people,
frightful.
No. No, I know. I feel like sometimes, like, yeah. But, you know, the thing about makeup, but that's the beauty of makeup, and I see it on myself. I see it in just listening to you and with my celebrity clients. You know, makeup is magic. I mean, it literally changes your chemistry almost, you know, when you put it on.
Oh, yeah. You feel so much better.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mm-hmm. watch my clients, you know, they transform once they, mm-hmm. you know, are all made up and ready to go. And, you know, and it's like, it really, yeah, it really makes you feel good.
It is magic. It gives you confidence. It makes you feel good about yourself. You feel pretty. Feel you can, you know, present yourself to people, and you're not self-conscious, you know, because you're fixing everything up the way you want it to look.
Right, exactly.
And yeah.
And it's not a mask, you know. You don't have to put on a mask. All you're doing is enhancing your own features.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding a little color, you know, and you're you know, covering up a couple things that you don't want, you know, or that might not be that great. So, but that's the beauty of makeup, you know, and that it could be really subtle, really simple, and good makeup should be really effective and look really natural. And
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's just adding a little color to bring out your own features.
I love the names of your lipsticks.
Huh.
Long Kiss. I have Long Kiss. In fact, I'm almost out of it. I have to get another one.
Oh, Long Kiss.
Where do you think of the names? How do you think of the names? They're so cute.
Well, right now,
Pout is another one.
Pout, right. Actually, my friend actually called that one out. But, you know, they come about in many ways. But right now, I when I first started Lorac, it was just me. And I pretty much was doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, since Lorac has grown, and I have a team. So I have a great product development team at Lorac that, you know, they're these gorgeous 20 and 30-year-old girls that are on fire, that are, they live and breathe fashion. They love makeup. They're so gifted. They're so talented. They love Lorac, and they keep me current. But we as a team name things together. And also, actually, my whole office gets involved.
It must be fun.
My brother even gets involved. Huh?
It must be fun to do that.
It is
fun. How did you come up with the name Lorac? How did you come up with the name of the company?
Oh, that's a long story, but I'll try to keep it short. Basically, Lorac is Carol spelled backwards.
Oh.
Yeah. And I had an idea. I had two names. Originally it was Carol Shaw, but then I wanted to change it. And I had two names. I had Lorac and another name. Another one was kind of like the spiritual name that was really out there. And I was going to work with Demi Moore. We were doing a shoot, and I was going to work with Demi Moore. And I was like, I went into a Libra tizzy about what should I name it, what should I name my product, you know, and what should I name the line. And I ran it past her, and I told her the two options, and she said, oh, you have to do Lorac. You have to call it Lorac. I said, done. So she was like the deciding voice. And that's kind of how it came about. And also my family kind of came up with it, too, one Thanksgiving. They liked it.
Mm-hmm. We love that idea. I can't believe we didn't even think of that. That's very creative.
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, also it worked for Oprah with her.
Exactly.
With
and with when. The shampoo is backwards for new.
Right. Exactly.
Right. We love that, too.
Yes.
Well, Carol, this has been just a delight to have you as our guest. Would you please join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
Absolutely. You guys are fun to talk to.
Oh, well, you're wonderful. It would be great fun to meet you sometime.
Oh, I hope so. And good luck to the little budding makeup artist there. It sounds like she's going to have a wonderful career ahead of her. What's her name?
Thank you, Carol. What's her name is Melissa.
Well, tell Melissa I say good luck. And
I will. Thank
has
you.
Any, if she has any questions, let me know.
I will. Thank you. I'll tell her that. She has some nice artwork, and she loves doing it, but she loves makeup more.
Oh, well, just keep doing makeup, and it will all come into place.
Well, thank you very much, Carol. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol.
It was great talking to you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was a fun show tonight, girls.
Mm-hmm. Thank everybody for joining us. Thank you for our guest, Carol Shaw. Immaculate, we had some technical difficulties, and she will be on at a later date. We'd like to thank our sponsors, St. Croix Orthopedics and Laura Geller Cosmetics.
And we're also thanking Corey, our producer. And you can tune into Corey's show, Corey King Music, on Artists First every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Remember, you can enjoy all of our archives. Just click on our website, scroll down, find a show that you'd like to listen to, and click on the show date. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.